The Cruelty by Scott Bergstrom. Read for you by Therese Plummer. It's still raining, the cold kind that might turn to snow later. March is bad this year. No sunshine at all, and not even a hint of spring. Just skies the color of steel and the stink of New York's own garbage soup running through the gutters. Black SUVs are lined up at the curb, Danton Academy's version of school buses. The very richest kids use these, private mini limos that pick them up at the end of the day so they don't have to suffer the indignity of walking home or taking the subway. I'm headed for the station a few blocks away. I don't have an umbrella, so I pull up the hood of my old army jacket. It used to be my mom's from when she was a lieutenant way before I was born. When my dad and I were moving a few years ago, Dubai to Moscow, maybe, our two most recent posts, I found it in a box. My dad got teary when I put it on, so I started to take it off. Then he said it looked good on me, told me that I could have it if I wanted. My mom. I'd been avoiding the subject all day, and mostly succeeded until world lit. Hard not to think about it when you spend an hour talking about Algerian justice. The rain patters against my face, and it makes me calm. A guy with a black and green kafia around his neck shelters beneath the awning of his gyro cart on Lexington, just outside the subway station. I order my food in Arabic. A gyro with everything, I tell him. And don't be cheap with the lamb. He squints at me with a surprised smile, and I wonder if he understood me. My Arabic is rusty as hell, and the formal kind no one really speaks except on TV.
"You're Egyptian," he says as he takes a pair of tongs and starts arranging pieces of lamb on a pita.
"No," I answer. "I'm from here." I get variations of that. "Are you X?" question a lot, though. My eyes are umber brown, while my skin is a pale translucent sheath pulled over something else. Brass under tracing paper. A stone boy on the Moscow subway told me once. What X is, though? I have no idea. My mom's not around to ask, and the dad I call dad, because he is my dad legally and in every sense but one, says he doesn't know. My bio father's name isn't even listed on my original birth certificate from Landstuhl, the American military hospital in Germany where I was born.
"Special for Cleopatra," the man says, tossing on some onions and smothering the whole mess with the bitter white sauce that I love so much I would drink it by the gallon if I could. On the subway platform, I devour the gyro. I hadn't realized how hungry I was. Maybe getting slapped like a peasant does that to you. I'm waiting for the N or Q out to Queens. I wish a train would come already. I wish it would come so that I could put some physical distance between me and this island and the memories Camus dredged up. Just then, as if I'd willed it to come, the Q train screeches mournfully to a stop in front of me. I shoot the soggy tinfoil and paper wrapping of the gyro into a trash can and climb on board. Most people hate the subway, but not me. It's a strange, wonderful thing to be alone among the 100 or so other people in the car. I pull a book out of my backpack and lean against the door as the train shoots through the tunnel under the river toward Queens. It's a novel with a teenage heroine set in a dystopian future. Which novel in particular doesn't matter because they're all the same.